Vocalo Radio, Chicago's only urban alternative, 91.1 FM. Nudia in the afternoon. It is award season. And as we near the end, of course, the Oscars are this weekend. The 97th Academy Awards is going to be on Sunday. And we need to give you a roundup. And who better than to have in the studio than Reggie Ponder, the Real Critic. Hello.
Hey, I'm in the house. I love
live.
It.
Live in studio.
In the flesh.
I was so happy you could take time to come in. I mean, we play your reviews, you know, from some of the movies. I love your, you know, the way you wrap up, I think, One of Them Days. That was so funny. Your review of that was so funny.
You got that?
And so I love your reviews, and I'm happy we could have you in to give us the tea, to break down the Oscars and what exactly we could be expecting from this weekend and from Sunday, and your personal opinions. We want to know.
You called the right person. So I don't know where you want to start, but I always like to start with Best Picture. When you look at the Oscars, they end with Best Picture because that is the big award.
Yes.
But the reason I like to start with Best Picture is because everything, all of my other criticism emanates out of what I think was the Best Picture.
Mm-hmm.
So when you look at Best Picture, there's 10 films that are nominated. Anora, The Brutalist, A Complete Unknown, Conclave, Dune Part 2, Emilia Perez, I'm Still Here, Nickel Boys, The Substance, and Wicked. Those are the nominees. Mm-hmm. However, it's a three-movie race.
Unfortunately, because I will say, when award season started, I was so hopeful. I was like, Wicked's going to win some awards. And then as we've gone on, I'm just like, you know what? Okay.
It's been kind of Wicked for Wicked.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, that sound that Cynthia Erivo makes, which I cannot sing, is... Thank you. That is not celebratory.
No.
That is her basically saying, oh, no, because it's not happening.
But anyway. Allegedly, they're going to start off the Oscars with a melody of them singing. I'm like, that's enough for me. If that's all I get all award season, fine.
Beautiful. So the race is really between Anora and The Brutalist, I believe. However, Conclave has come in. For a couple of these awards, Conclave has won. So it's a three-movie race. The other movies, they're just not getting that kind of consideration. I would like for Conclave to win.
Mm-hmm. A great movie.
Of the movies that I hear, there was a movie that was snubbed that was the best film of the year, which is Sing Sing. However, it's not here, so I can't, you know, they snubbed it. It moved me. I loved it. So people who haven't seen it, please go see that. Anora is a movie that is really gaining a lot of steam, and I did not like it. I didn't like it under any circumstances. It did not move me. It did nothing for me. I believe a good movie is a movie that you would go and watch again, even if it's painful. This was painful, and I won't watch it again.
I was going to say, I didn't finish this. I started it, and I didn't finish it. Which usually I do finish movies. So that was to me, because when you go through the list, when you watch these award shows, you kind of want to know a little bit of the movies, you know, like you don't want to sit here.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, and be completely clueless. So for you, would you say Sing Sing was the biggest snub of the Oscars?
Oh, on the Best Picture end, absolutely. On the Supporting Actor end, absolutely. Clarence Macklin was amazing. He wasn't okay. And then if you didn't know it, because you might not know it until the end of the film, that he was an inmate. So this is a guy who learned his acting skills, honed his acting skills in prison. But I didn't know that until the end. The end credits show that these guys were playing themselves.
Wow.
But I was like, Clarence Macklin, he is phenomenal. So I think Sing Sing was a major snub in the Best Picture category. If we move on to the Best Actor category, it's, again, probably a two-person race, and that would be between Adrian Brody and Timothy Chalamet. Colman Domingo, to me, put in the best performance of the year. Again, it moved me. He was in Sing Sing. And what he did in Sing Sing, because he had to play this this character who helped other people, and then all of a sudden he needed help. And so the vulnerability that he showed in this film, this is a must-see film. If you don't see anything this year, check out Sing Sing. But I think it's a two-person race, Adrian Brody and Timothée Chalamet, and I think Brody will win in that category.
Yeah, and he's won before, or he's been nominated?
He's been nominated, yes.
Okay. By the way, Adrian Brody, my childhood crush.
Okay.
And so I'm voting, like, I'm rooting for him. Whatever he does, I'm a fan.
Well, we'll call him up and we'll get him on the show. If we move to Best Actress, we have Cynthia Erivo, Cara Sophie Gasson, Mikey Madison, Demi Moore, and Fernanda Torres. Now, it's going to go to either Demi Moore or Mikey Madison. And I think Mikey is going to win.
Oh, really?
I think so, because she just won one, I think two in a row. So I think she's going to win. If not, it'll go to Mikey, and I'll be the most upset person. People feel that she did a really great job in this from an acting perspective. I was just talking to one of my other film critic friends who really felt that she did a great job.
Demi?
No, Mikey. And I was like, I didn't see any nuance in that character. I just didn't. Mm. But movies are supposed to say something to you, are supposed to touch you in a way. And obviously it touched some other people. It just didn't reach out and touch me. Oh, that's Diana Ross. I'm sorry. It didn't touch me at all. So I think it's between those two. But I will say, if you have not seen I'm Still Here with Fernanda Torres, OMG, was she good. I think people discount Cynthia Erivo's performance because it's in a musical, but the depth by which she had to play and all the stuff that she had to do in that would absolutely qualify her for this nomination. And I'd be more than happy if she won, but I just think it's between the two folks.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, I actually, in the movie, I kind of forgot Cynthia Erivo, she has an accent. Like, you completely forget she's not American. She just tunes into it so great. I know. I'm a huge stan. Even though, like, the streets are talking, a lot of people think Demi Moore is going to win actress.
I think she's going to win. But I don't think that this performance is actually worthy of that win. And the reason is because she had to have a co-lead,
That's what I've been saying. She's only in half the movie.
She had a co-lead.
Yes.
Not a supporting actor. And Margaret, I'm forgetting Margaret's name right now.
Qualley.
Well, they were co-leads in this film. So if she's winning Best Actor, what does Margaret get?
I felt the same. Yeah, because they split the screen time. But, I mean, Demi had the makeup. Demi had to get all, like, ugly,
And she did some stuff that was unexpected, you know, to bear herself in that way, even at this age. I mean, that's a bold move. But Erivo and Fernanda, to me, I think had better performances, but...
And really quick, I'm Still Here. If you could give us a quick synopsis of the movie.
It's actually a true story about the military occupation in Brazil and how they ended up gathering up a whole lot of people and end up killing folks from a military perspective. And this is the one woman whose husband got caught into that whole thing. She didn't know where her husband was. And after some time, they find out that, yeah, he's dead. But they're trying to hold the government accountable. And Fernanda is just phenomenal.
What's the next category we're looking at?
So next category we're looking at is supporting actor. And again, this goes with Anora is getting all the buzz. So we get Yuri Borisov, Kieran Culkin, Edward Norton, Guy Pearce for The Brutalist, and Jeremy Strong for The Apprentice. It's a lock. It's Kieran Culkin. Kieran has won every award and everything. If Kieran doesn't win, I'm never coming back to the studio. because I don't see it. I just don't see it not happening because
he's been sweeping.
Mm-hmm. And that is the same thing for the next category, which is the supporting actress role. I should tell you who's in it, but I shouldn't because it really doesn't matter. We know that Zoe Saldana is going to win this one.
Yeah.
She's been sweeping. Mm-hmm. These are the two most consistent folks in this category, but I'll give credit to the folks who are there. So Monica Barbaro for A Complete Unknown. I thought she did a good job. Ariana Grande in Wicked.
Oh, my gosh. Amazing.
Yes. Felicity Jones in The Brutalist. And Isabella Rossellini for Conclave. But I think it's a lock for Zoe. And then if we only can get in one more category, that would be one of the biggest ones, which is the Best Director.
Mm-hmm.
And This is, I think, a two-person race as well. We have Audouard for Emilia Perez. We have Sean Baker for Nora. Bradley Colbert for The Brutalist. We have Coryell Farragut for The Substance. And James Mangold for A Complete Unknown. I think it's between Sean Baker and Bradley Colbert. And I'm thinking Bradley's going to win this one. That's what I'm thinking. But it's a toss-up because, you know, you look at the SAG, you look at the Directors Guild, you look at all the other awards, you know, you have them kind of dispersed throughout there. So we'll see.
Awesome. And for you, we were looking to, like, ask you some questions while you were up here.
Oh, for sure.
What category are you most excited for?
Well, I'm always excited for the five that we mentioned, but I am actually really excited for Best Score. I just don't remember who all the nominees are because I know who I want to win. but Best Score is one that I'm looking for. And the music always, when you look at the music for a movie, music is real important because it really does sets the mood. And you have to be smart with it. How not to overpower the movie with music, but then how to support it with music, and then maybe have some music that's memorable. One of the questions that people ask about Wicked particularly is there a song in Wicked that people are running around singing?
Yes. I mean, there's a couple. I mean, look, I was at the karaoke bars Saturday night, and someone did the first one that they do? What is this feeling? Okay. Someone was doing what is this feeling? But I think the problem is that the songs are actually hard songs. So if you can't sing, like, if you can't do Gravity, no one wants to hear you do Gravity at you know.
You're not hearing kids going through the aisle singing these songs. And I think that is a little bit of a problem because that starts to influence other people. When kids are just walking around singing it, parents be like, oh, it just stays in your head. And I think that's just one of the problems. I loved Wicked, so I'm not saying a problem in terms of what they put out there, but the songs are tougher and maybe not as memorable, too,
yeah.
So for people to sing. But in the original score category, it's The Brutalist, Conclave, Emilia Perez, Wicked, and The Wild Robot. I'm gonna let you just take a guess. What do you think? Which one do you think I liked in this?
Hold on. This is for score.
Original score.
I don't know. What did you like, The Brutalist?
No. So one that I loved was The Wild Robot. If you watch this film, the way in which they use music is so beautiful. And when I first came in the studio, we're talking, we're crying about movies. And stuff. This one, The Wild Robot, will have you crying. Mm-hmm. It'll have you laughing. Will have you hopeful. All the things that you want in a movie. And the music plays a very, very important role here. So I'm very, very much looking forward to that. I'm also looking forward to original song. And because the 6-888 is up, it's called The Journey. The song from the 6-888 is up. Mm-hmm. And that is its only chance to get an Oscar because it's not nominated
anywhere else.
From what I can remember.
Such a good movie, too.
It's such a good movie. So, but it has some really good competition because the song Like a Bird from Sing Sing is here. Then we have two songs from Emilia Perez, which is El Ma and Mi Camino. And then we have Never Too Late from Elton John, Never Too Late. So I don't know who will win in this one, but I think for sure... And when we talk about the score, The Wild Robot will win.
And really quick, finishing up, the Oscars are going to be on the 97th Academy Awards. Will air this Sunday. And this kind of like finishes out award season. And we're seeing what movies, what categories we need to look out for. Really quick, Reggie, from you, before, you know, we only have a couple days till the Oscars. If people just need to watch three movies, what three movies should it be?
Ooh, okay. Wow. So I'm so glad you asked this question. One of the most wonderful things about the Oscars is that it makes you watch movies that you ordinarily wouldn't see. I would recommend people watch Anora because while I didn't like it, there are mixed opinions there. Emilia Perez is interesting because it's gotten a lot of backlash for a couple of things. It has backlash from the trans community as well as the Mexican community. So I don't know. My daughter's in the LGBTQ community, and she's like, nah, I'm not watching that one. So that backlash that it's had from the trans community itself, I think has impacted some of the people who might have checked that out. But if it's a must movie to check out, I'd say check out Anora. The Brutalist will be brutal because it's 3.5 hours.
Oh, okay. That's going to take up a large chunk of your day.
It is 3.5 hours, so if you want to do that. A Conclave would be the one I'd say check out. And the reason, it's a dialogue-driven film with a major surprise, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And the dialogue in and of itself keeps you...
Locked.
You're like... What did he say? And if you're watching it at home, what you want to do is you want to go back because you're like, okay, I got to make sure that did I hear that right? So I say definitely go check out The Conclave. And if you're adventurous, I say check out Nickel Boys. And the reason I say adventurous, because Romel Ross, and you guys carried my review and interviews about that here. Romel Ross, who is the writer-director, said he put some poetry on it. And if we all know about poetry... Poetry is at different levels. You know, you got the Reggie poetry, like, I am here, I am cool, I hope you're going to meet me after school. You know, that poetry versus these real high-level poetry. And Romel put a high-level poetic spin on his movie that sometimes might not resonate with people because you know high-level poetry. You sitting over there trying to figure it out. You're like, what? You know, so it's an important film. It's done very, very creatively. So that's what I'll say to that.
Amazing. And thank you so much, Reggie, for coming in studio.
Happy to be here. If I can say one other thing real quick, is that the movie I'm Still Here, you do have to read subtitles for it. It's worth it. It's worth it. It's worth it. I'd say that as well.
Okay, so is that part of the three, or
yeah,
are you putting
in
a bonus one?
I have to throw that one back in. I have to throw it in because a lot of times we don't watch foreign films, but this is one of those films that literally, if you're a phone watcher, then you should not watch this movie. Because my daughter is doing stuff
on her
phone.
She's trying to read it on the little screen?
No, she's doing other stuff on her phone while the movie's on.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you can't understand. But you guys are so much younger and I guess got that thing going. But I'm just saying, this is one of those movies you can't do that with. You can't be like trying to do text messaging, do all your social media, and watch this movie at the same time because you do need to read.
You'll miss
some stuff. But I do recommend it. We don't watch enough foreign films here because we think as Americans that our stuff is always the best, but this is a very, very good film.
And one more question. I mean, looking at the
category, I can stay here.
Yeah, we got time. We got time.
I'm good. We got anything to eat and drink? What's up?
We do have food, actually, if you want some. But looking at the categories, is this the first year? I mean, Netflix films being nominated for Academy Awards. It just seems so prevalent this year that they're just really. Is multiple Netflix films being nominated?
They're doing such a great job. Mm-hmm. Firstly, from the types of films that they're doing, but they're also doing such a great marketing job. Netflix, they're spending some money.
Yeah. Well, the fees are not cheap. You know, I pay for it every month.
But they're spending money. They're flying people out. They're making sure that you meet these stars. When you talk about an Oscar campaign, they're making sure that you know their movie, you have seen their movie, you have talked to their people, so that when you go into that voting booth or look at your computer and vote, you have so much information to make the best choice as it relates to their films. But I don't know if you remember this back some time ago, someone got mad at the streamers and they said that, I'm forgetting which star did this, but mentioned that they should not be eligible for the Academy Awards. And that's how come there's this two-week, you have to be in the theaters for 2 weeks kind of thing to be eligible.
Mm.
And it's getting even more strict now so that Netflix has to put the movies
somewhere
in a theater for some period of time before it shows on their streaming platform. So they're doing a good job of, their marketing is I think second to none, because there's some good films out there that are not getting the type of publicity that they should. And one of those is Sing Sing. Sing Sing is a small little film, and I think they did a fantastic job with the money they had, with the marketing they had, all of that. But it's not Netflix money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's not the machine.
Yeah, it's not the machine. Yeah. And that matters. I mean, money does talk.
Especially when you're trying to... They're running an Oscar campaign. They really are. It's like it's the whole rollout, you know, the stars on getting your stars on the red carpet and things like that. Thank you so much, Reggie. Where can everyone find you if they want to hear more reviews?
Let's see, Vocalo. Vocalo. Yeah. That's. But they can also find me on social media at The Real Critic, R-E-E-L. In most places, somebody stole me somewhere. Anyway, but most places. And then you can go to my website at reggieponder.com.
Amazing. And thank you so much for being here with us.
My pleasure.
Let's get back to the music here on Vocalo.
This segment originally aired on Vocalo Radio 91.1 FM Chicago. It was hosted and produced by Nudia Hernandez. It was edited by Morgan Sioka. Keep up with us at vocalo.org or at Vocalo on Instagram.